We do have approximately 7 million South Sudanese affected by different level and degrees of food insecurity, which is projected to be within the 2014. And we have, after the evaluation of the IPC map, we are sure that we have 3.7 million people currently moving between acute and emergency food insecurity. This is mainly caused by the recently erupted violence in the country, which is still associated with a very high level of insecurity in certain states. We have to consider that South Sudan is a big country, and livelihood and food of people mainly relies on agriculture-based livelihood. So what is crucial at this point is to highlight that people might miss the next planting season, which is going to happen in March, April, in the southern part of the country, maybe a little bit later on in the northern part of the country. So they need to be able to plant and produce the basic crops, which are maize, millet and sorghum, to be able to feed themselves for the coming months. Therefore, even the minimum commodity supply, which was in place before the crisis, which could sustain the markets up to a certain level, is already been destroyed. So markets are neither able to move commodities in, people cannot go and buy, and as markets are also destroyed, people cannot go and sell whatever they may have in terms of their own resources or surplus, for example, livestock. Specifically, FAO is trying to assist and provide assistance to roughly 550,000 households, providing emergency livelihood support. Emergency livestock support, which will be targeting the most affected states, is trying to protect the food production, so make people capable to produce at least a minimum food to be able to carry on for the coming months after the rain. We decided to distribute a live package or livelihood kits, which are comprised of food, crop seeds, and some basic tools, nutrient-dense vegetable seeds and basic tools, fishing kits, because people along the river can still be fishing, which is a high source of food and protein for the population, and also community animal health workers' kits. This is to protect animal health. There is an associated risk of animal disease, and the distribution of community workers' kits and vaccine, together with the restoration of the cold chain, will make provision for animals' vaccination. If proper assistance is not given, we will see probably people out of the rain season not be able to access any food coming out from production. So we will have a lot of people who will not be able to plant, therefore at the end of the season they will not be able to harvest anything. People losing most of the animals, if not all, as some of the livestock disease can have a very high mortality rate if vaccination is not carried out. And again, there will be people who will not be able to get even basic food from livestock and animals. So we will see people, probably a high number of people going after the rain season, being completely depleted from their assets with no capacity to grow food, of course, and no capacity to store it. So we'll increase the number of people who will be dependent from food aid.